Good morning. I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to Dave for giving me the opportunity to stand here in front of you tonight on your screens and to speak about Jesus Christ, about his returning. The King of Glory is coming back. That's the title for my message this morning. Today I'll be speaking about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Almighty God. I'll be talking about his coming. The church is waiting for his coming. We are all hoping for his coming. But before I do that, we'll be going back to the Old Testament, where the fulfillment of prophecy happened, of prophetic words which were said, was prophesied by the prophets. A lot of prophecies were fulfilled by Jesus himself, and today we are still waiting for more prophetic words, for more prophecy to come to pass. And that's what I'll be talking about in this message. Just an encouragement to somebody that God's word, he is faithful in his word. He is faithful. When he says something he will do it. Jesus himself prophesied many times about his death, his resurrection, and it came to pass. God is faithful, and that was 2,000 years ago. The whole point of this is that God is faithful in all things, especially his word. God cannot lie. His word always comes to pass. Especially when it comes from a prophet, from a prophecy. God speaks in many ways, not just prophecies. God can speak in visions, through a person, through dreams, through many ways. God can speak in many ways. And these prophecies can take time. Some of them can take years, some of them can take weeks, some of them can take days, some of them can take even hours to be accomplished, to manifest. And prophecy, we prophesize in part. But one thing I know, I'm sure of, no matter how, whatever God say in his word, it always come to pass. I'm 100% sure of that. I'm 100% sure that no matter what, God is always faithful and true to his word. We can trust in him because he keeps his word. He's not a son of man to lie. That's his word says. God cannot lie. This morning, I just want to encourage somebody. Whatever the Lord has said prophetically about you will come to pass. It doesn't matter the time, the circumstances, it will come to pass because God honors his word. So if he said something about you, he will come to pass. I've experienced that myself in my life. I'm sure many people have experienced that as well. So now I'll be talking about that prophecy. I'll be reading in the book of Zechariah. The reason why I chose this passage is because of Palm Sunday. So I decided there's many prophecies, prophetic word in the Bible, but I choose this because it's Palm Sunday. So I thought, let me just speak about Zechariah 9, verse 9 to 13. And rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious. Victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nation. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the rivers to the end of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant, with you I will free your prisoners from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I'll bend Judah as I bend my bow, and I'll fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons Zion against your sons Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. I choose this passage because of Palm Sunday, as I said before. Amen. And we're going to pray. Before we start, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I pray that your word will give us hope, will strengthen us, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. This passage was written by the prophet Zechariah about 500 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, around 520 and 518 BC, about 2,000 years ago. Part of this prophecy was fulfilled in the New Testament by the Lord Jesus himself. In Jesus' time, this prophetic word was fulfilled. And we are still waiting for some of those prophetic words in the Old Testament also to be fulfilled. In this passage as well, you can see there's some prophetic word which has been fulfilled, like chapter verse 10, I will cut off the chariot of Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the rivers to the end of the earth. We can see now we can have peace with Jesus Christ because this prophetic word is being accomplished. We have peace with the Lord Jesus Christ through his redemption. And the most important passage I wanted to speak and to show you the fulfillment is Jesus Christ entering Jerusalem as king. We can find this in the book of John, chapter 12, verse 13 to 15. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Every king of Israel and Jesus found a young donkey sat on it, just as it is written. Now we can see that this was written before. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on the donkey, on the donkey's colt. So this is the word of God being fulfilled in Jesus' time. After about 500 years, this word came to pass. So God is great. God is faithful to his word. You can also find this in the book of Matthew 21, verse 1 to 11. And I think in the book of Luke as well, it's talking about that verse. But what I want to put to your attention is also verse 11, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant, with you I will free prisoners from the waterless pit. Because of the blood of the covenant of Jesus, me and you were being set free. Because of the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ, many have been saved and set free from the death and the power of darkness. People are being saved everywhere from all nations because of the covenant of the blood of Jesus Christ. So this prophetic word, although it happened with Jesus, like I said, prophecy can be fulfilled in parts. We can only prophesy in parts. So, but this one is happening in our generation as well, because God is faithful. We can receive the same covenant when we receive Jesus Christ, the covenant of his blood. Yeah. God is faithful to his word till today. He is still faithful. I'm here to remind you about the second coming of Jesus Christ. What all that I say in the beginning is just to show you how God's word operates, how the prophetic word operates. It doesn't matter how long it takes, but it always comes to pass. I'm here to remind you the second coming of Jesus Christ is true. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. He's coming soon. Just as those prophecies were fulfilled in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and in our generation, we're still waiting for the fulfillment of some prophecies. And one of them, the greatest one of them, is the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the most important prophecy we're still waiting for to be accomplished. The rapture of the church can happen anytime, any place. It could happen tonight. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen in weeks. It could happen in months. It could happen in years. But one thing we know, or I know, is that Jesus Christ is coming again. Because I believe in his word. I believe in what he said, that he will come back again. I just want to encourage you to be ready at all times so that we don't get caught up like those in Noah's time. The flood came, they were getting married, celebrating, do all sorts, and the flood came and destroyed them. We have to be ready. Don't be distracted. Don't fall asleep. We have to be on our toes. Living life for Jesus Christ, putting him first, putting his work first. Some of you, God are calling you to be great in his kingdom. Just as he called many before you. I'll give you a few examples. God has called you to be like Gideon, a mighty man. God has called you to be a mighty man, a mighty woman of valor for his kingdom, to defeat the power of darkness through prayer and intercession for your church, for your family, for your friends. And the Lord is saying to you, wake up, mighty man, mighty woman, awake. It's time. The Lord of glory is coming back soon. Jonah, God has called you to be an evangelist, winning souls for the Lord, but you have turned your back and you're going the opposite direction. The Lord is coming. Live for him and win souls for him, and he's coming with your reward. His word are faithful and true. Some of you, God have called you to be Jeremiahs of your generation. To be called to be prophets of nations. But you're saying to yourself, I'm not ready because of my age. Just as Jeremiah said. But the Lord is saying to you, He has called you. He has predestined you. Don't be afraid. The Lord has called you. He's with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Wherever you go, He will be with you. Verse 12 in Zechariah 9, verse 12. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now, I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. We are prisoners of hope in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus is our fortress. Let's go back to Him. He will restore twice as much. Anything you lose for serving the Lord will restore. Because He is faithful to His word. Keep the faith. Keep pushing for the Lord. Keep doing the good works which you're doing, and God will bless you. Trusting in the gifts and the promises of God. God is faithful. The prophet was talking about a message of hope and deliverance. Not just for Israel, but for the entire world. We're going to read in the book of Revelation 1, verse 7 to 8. Behold, He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him, even those who pierced Him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of Him. Even so, Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is still to come, the Almighty. Amen. So the Lord is coming back. He's coming back. We should rejoice for His return. I don't know exactly how this will happen for everyone to see Him at the same time. But one thing I know, nothing is impossible to God. What we think is impossible to God, it's not impossible. It's possible. For those who believe in Him, that day will be a day of hope, of celebration. We will reign with Him forever, with Jesus Christ. We will meet Him. We will meet the Lord in the air. We will be like Him forever. We will see Him face to face. He will wipe away your tears. There will be no more death, no more suffering. This is some of the promises of God when He returns. There is many more. The list is massive, but I've just chose few. I've just highlighted few for you, my brothers and sisters. Let us rejoice because the King of Glory is coming back. For those who don't believe in Him, there will be nothing but condemnation. That's why we need to put our hope in Christ Jesus. If you have never given your life to Christ, to Jesus Christ, let me advise you, my friend. Please, choose life. Choose Jesus. Because there is a time where there will be either you are in Jesus' side or you are in total darkness. Give your life to Him so that you can be able to stand before him blameless and receive eternal life and all the promises of God to his people. The Lord is coming back. The King of Kings is coming back. The Lord of glory is coming back. Jesus Christ is coming back. Amen. Let us be ready. And for those who have received him, if you want to rededicate your life again, rededicate your life, do so and trust God and start serving him, because he's coming back. He's coming back with his reward. God is faithful to his word. Live for him. We are running out of time. Jesus Christ is coming back again. Be ready. At Unity Church, Dave is running a course online, Alpha Course. If you want to find out more about Jesus, you can join this course, and I'm sure it will bless you. Just speak to Dave, and he will be able to direct you. God bless you and keep you. Thank you for listening.